I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 27th. There were 5 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total now at 101. Quincy's positivity rate at 2.6%. The city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map, and there have been 152 deaths. Quincy city councilors continue to review a plan by Mayor Thomas Koch to create a permanent new home for Quincy College. Officials last night debated the plan that calls for the city to purchase the Monroe Building in Quincy Center, tear it down, and build a 15-story building for Quincy College and for city offices that would be relocated from the glass building of City Hall that would also be torn down. The complete plan would cost upwards of $100 million. Right now, the mayor is seeking $23 million to purchase the Monroe Building and begin designing the new building. The city would also have to pay to relocate the existing businesses in the Monroe Building. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro said having a permanent new home would result in lower rental costs and more stability for the school. Some counselors questioned the timing of the plan and whether the city should be in the business of running a college. The proposal remains in the City Council Finance Committee. 24-year-old Tyler McLean of Weymouth is being held without bail after being charged with stabbing 3 people outside Rags Tavern on Washington Street in Quincy Point early Sunday morning. McLean pleaded not guilty to attempted murder charges during his arraignment in Quincy District Court yesterday. Police say McLean stabbed 3 21-year-old men during a fight in the parking lot at around 1 a.m. on Sunday. One victim was taken to Boston Medical Center with serious injuries. 2 others were taken to South Shore Hospital with less serious injuries. Police say the fight resulted after an argument either during text messaging or on social media. A knife was recovered at the scene. McLean is due back in court next month for a dangerousness hearing. A Marshfield woman accused of fatally stabbing her husband, a veteran Boston firefighter, earlier this year, has been indicted on a murder charge. 46-year-old Christine Ritchie was indicted by a grand jury on 1 count of murder and 1 count of assault and battery with a deadly weapon. Officers responding to a report of a medical emergency at a home on Moraine Street just before 5 p.m. on January 25th found 51-year-old Michael Ritchie suffering from a stab wound to his chest and shoulder. The 23-year veteran firefighter was rushed to South Shore Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. An investigation revealed that Christine allegedly stabbed Michael with a 5-inch knife. After a verbal altercation, she is being held without bail. A Brockton man pleading not guilty to multiple charges connected to a road rage incident in Canton 2 months ago. 31-year-old Keith Resende allegedly intentionally drove his car into another vehicle on Route 138 in February, and a passenger of that car then fired multiple shots at Resende. The 2 people in that car, Shaquille Lee and Jessica Arajo, both of Everett, have also been arrested. Boston police say a man robbed the TD Bank by Faneuil Hall on Monday. 40-year-old Coleman Nee of South Boston was arrested on charges of armed robbery. Officers downtown responded to a call for a bank robbery on Union Streets at about 4:19 in the afternoon. They were allegedly told the suspect threatened to shoot a teller before leaving with an undisclosed amount of cash. Officers canvassed the area, and MBTA police found Nee near the downtown crossing station. They say he had no weapon and that officers were able to recover the money. He was placed in custody and will appear in Boston Municipal Court today. Next month, MBTA ferries will increase service and resume some routes that were suspended earlier this year because of low ridership during the pandemic. The agency says the new schedules represent a move back toward pre-pandemic service levels by adding 106 additional weekday trips. The updated weekend schedule will be about 68% of the trips offered prior to the pandemic. Beginning on May 22nd, full weekday and weekend Charlestown ferry service will resume with 78 weekday and 34 weekend trips. Weekday service between Hingham and Rose Wharf will resume with 14 inbound trips to Boston beginning at 6 a.m. and ending at 7:40 p.m. and 11 outbound trips to Hingham beginning at 7:15 a.m. and ending at 7:30 p.m. Service between Hingham, Hall, and Long Wharf will continue, with the addition of limited weekday service to Logan Airport resuming, including two inbound trips to Long Wharf in Boston at 12:45 p.m. and 5:45 p.m., and two outbound trips from Long Wharf to Logan at 6:40 a.m. and 7:40 a.m. The results of the latest nationwide population counts are out. They show that Massachusetts has grown to more than 7 million residents. According to the latest once-in-a-decade count by the U.S. Census Bureau, a total of 7,029,917 residents called the Bay State home as of April 1, 2020. That is up 7.4%. from the count in the 2010 census and the estimate in 2019. The census found a total population of 331 million plus in the country. That's 7.4% bigger than the count in 2010. The numbers were part of the first round of results to be released from the 2020 census. State populations are used for apportionment, the process of distributing seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. Based on the 2020 count, Massachusetts will retain 9 seats in Congress. More specific population data is needed to execute legislative and congressional redistricting. That's expected to be released by the end of September. Every school that is part of the Massachusetts State University system will be requiring students to be vaccinated against COVID-19 before they attend in-person classes next fall. The presidents of the 9 Massachusetts state universities have all unanimously decided to require undergraduate and graduate students who are attending in-person classes, conducting research on campus, living in residence halls, or participating in campus life activities to become fully inoculated with an approved COVID-19 vaccine prior to the start of the 2021 academic year. The presidents expect that all employees will also be fully vaccinated prior to the start of the fall semester. A Cape Air plane ended up in a grassy area of the Barnstable Municipal Airport in Hyannis Monday afternoon. The Cessna 402 landed to the grass of the left runway, which is next to Yarmouth Road. Airport manager Katie Service said the twin-engine plane had one of its engines go out as it was approaching for a landing. The training flight with two pilots on board landed in the grass between two taxiways. There were no other passengers, and there were no injuries reported. Quincy School Committeeman Doug Guttrow is running for re-election this year. Guttrow has announced he'll be seeking another 4-year term on the school committee this fall. Guttrow previously served 5 terms as Ward 5 city councilor and 2 terms as a councilor at large. He ran for mayor in 2015. Guttrow said the main focus of the school committee must be supporting a bridge back to normalcy after the pandemic and assessing the impacts, providing support systems, and identifying COVID keepers that can be used in the future. He cited successes, including the creation of a digital literacy curriculum, doubling the number of dual enrollment programs, and navigating the first superintendent search in 20 years. Guttrow also said he was proud of the school committee's accomplishments during the pandemic, including that there were no layoffs or furloughs. He is director of public affairs for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Guttrow has 2 sons in the Quincy Public Schools. Governor Baker's administration announcing new road safety legislation. Included is the possibility for communities to install red light cameras and a proposal that would allow police to stop drivers for not wearing their seatbelt. Baker said allowing law enforcement to make seatbelt violations a primary reason for a traffic stop would put Massachusetts in line with 34 other states that already have that law on their books. Jeff Larson of the Highway Safety Bureau said the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that seatbelts saved 60 lives in Massachusetts in 2018. If passed, the bill would allow cities and towns to place red light cameras at intersections. Cameras would only collect photographs when a violation occurs, and the picture would be of the car's license plates. The proposal also includes a provision called Haley's Law, named after Haley Creamer, who was killed in 2014 on Father's Day while she was standing on the side of the road. The driver who hit and killed her had just recently had his license suspended. Haley's Law would increase penalties for drivers who cause personal injury while driving with a suspended license. Also included in the bill is a law that would require a driver to maintain a 3-foot safe passing distance and travel at a reasonable speed when passing a bicyclist or a pedestrian. Gas prices in Massachusetts and around the country are on the rise again. AAA says the average cost per gallon in the state is up 3 cents from last week to $2.77 per gallon. That is a cent higher than a month ago and 83 cents higher than at this date last year. Cost of gas in Massachusetts still 11 cents lower than the national average. President Biden spent his first 100 days in office encouraging Americans to mask up and stay home to slow the spread of COVID-19. His task for the next 100 days will be to lay out the path back to normal. When he entered office, Biden moved swiftly to overcome vaccine supply issues and more than tripled the country's ability to administer them. But ending the pandemic, a central challenge of his presidency, will require more than putting shots into arms, a task now growing more difficult as demand sags, but also a robust plan to help the nation emerge from a year of isolation, disruption, and confusion. The astronauts flying SpaceX back to Earth this weekend are urging boaters to stay safe by staying away from the capsule's splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico. NASA and SpaceX are promising more Coast Guard patrols and fewer pleasure boaters for Saturday morning's planned splashdown off the Florida coast, the company's second return of a crew. The trip home for the four astronauts was delayed from Wednesday because of high winds forecast for the area. Well, the Justice Department is opening a sweeping probe into policing in Louisville, Kentucky, over the March 2020 death of Breonna Taylor, who was shot to death by police during a raid at her home. It is the second such probe into a law enforcement agency by the Biden administration this week. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, also announced an investigation into the tactics of the police in Minneapolis following the death of George Floyd. Apple is expanding spending in the United States and announced plans yesterday to build its first East Coast campus in North Carolina. The iPhone maker is boosting U.S. spending to $430 billion over the next 5 years, doubling its hiring plans by 20,000 jobs. Check out business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 61 points. The NASDAQ rose 121. The S&P added 7. Global markets were mixed as investors looked ahead to this week's Fed meeting for assurance that U.S. interest rates will be kept ultra low. Dollar rose. The euro declined. Oil at over $62 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox are in New York against the Mets tonight. At 7:10, Celtics will take on Oklahoma City at home tonight at 7 o'clock. Bruins are on the road in Pittsburgh at 7 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast for today, increasing sunshine and milder with a high in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 52. Tomorrow could be an afternoon or evening thunderstorm, high of 62. Looks like a rainy Thursday with a spotty drizzle. Highs Thursday only in the upper 50s. And some showers linger Friday, a high of 67. For the boater, waves about 2 feet a light westerly wind, high tide right after noon. Sunrise at 5:44, set at 7:39. So again, sunny and warmer today with highs in the upper 60s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 27th.